Rabbi, this week we have the incredible Zechus to read Parshas Miketz. And the Parsha begins with the dreams of Paro. Paro having these two strange dreams about cows and about sheaves, skinny cows swallowing fat cows, and thick sheaves or healthy sheaves swallowing thinner or more emaciated sheaves. Paro being incredibly distressed and disturbed by this dream. And we know the story. Yosef is brought in to interpret the dreams of Paro. And as a result of the favorable interpretation, and when I say favorably, I mean an interpretation that made sense to Paro, Paro essentially gives Yosef the keys to the empire. So the pasuk says that after Yosef goes ahead and interprets the dreams, Paro says, "Vayomer Paro al avadav." Paro said to his servants, this is in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Lamed Ches, chapter 41, verse 38, "Hanimtza kaze ish asher bo ruach elokim." Ish asher ruach elokim bo, excuse me. Paro says to his servants, have you ever seen a man who has the Spirit of God reside in him in such a dramatic way? And then Paro says something amazing. He turns to Yosef and he says, Yosef, now that God showed you all of this, there's clearly no one as wise as you. And as a result, you are in charge of my household. Through you, my entire country, my entire nation will be sustained through you. Only I, the king, only the throne, will be above you. So my friends, understand the dramatic turn of events. Yosef is brought before Paro as a prisoner. Yosef is brought up from the pit of the dungeon, has to clean himself up, has to shave, has to take a haircut, has to change his clothing, to be presentable before the Pharaoh. And in literally just a matter of moments, Yosef goes from the slave incarcerated in the depths, literally in the pit of his Gehenna, and he becomes the viceroy in Egypt, the second in command to the Pharaoh, the second most powerful man in the civilized world. And how are we to understand this behavior? Meaning, I understand that Paro liked Yosef's interpretation. I could appreciate that. It's a good interpretation, a solid interpretation, and clearly made an incredible amount of sense to Paro. But that Paro should turn around and give Yosef the keys to the empire? That Paro should turn around and give Yosef everything but the throne? That Yosef should be catapulted to such an incredible position of prominence just because of the interpretation of the dream seems to defy comprehension. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha gives such an incredible insight. And the Rebbe explains, you see, if you look at the Pesukim carefully, Yosef doesn't just interpret the dreams, right? Yosef says, yes, Paro, here's the deal. The healthy sheaves and the healthy cows represent 7 years of plenty and prosperity. The seven lean cows and the seven lean sheaves represent the years of famine that are going to follow the years of plenty. And not only that, but the famine is going to be so intense that it's going to erase any vestige of the years of plenty. The famine is going to be so intense that the blessing is literally, the blessing of the first 7 years will be swallowed up and forgotten during the severity of the famine in the second 7 years. And the fact that the dream was repeated twice means it's all going to happen very quickly. And therefore, what does Yosef say to Paro? Paro, here's what you need to do. You need to find a very important, we should say, a very intelligent and very smart man, and you need to put him in control. And what he needs to do, again, Yosef explains to Paro, here's what you need to do. You need to get a very intelligent person. He needs to divide the land into different segments and quadrants. He needs to begin to stockpile food during the years of plenty in order to go ahead and sustain the people, the population, during the years of famine. Says the Rebbe something amazing. Yosef doesn't just give an interpretation of the dream. Yosef, the dream itself represented a problem. Egypt was facing an existential threat. There's going to be 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. That's the interpretation of the dream. That's the end of the interpretation. Done. Yosef could have said, Paro, that's the interpretation of the dream. Hatzlocha rabba. Good luck. Good luck. Call me if you need anything else. But Yosef doesn't do that. Yosef says, Paro, here's the interpretation. Here's the problem. And here's the solution. Here's what you need to do in order to navigate this difficult period of time ahead. Appoint someone highly intelligent, smart, and responsible. Divide up the land into different segments. Begin to stockpile and store food. And make sure that you are able to ride out the famine. Says the Lubavitch Rebbe something so amazing. An interpretation Paro appreciated very much. He understood that what Yosef was saying was true. But what he appreciated just as much as the interpretation, was the solution. Yosef interpreted a dream which represented a problem, and then the very same Yosef came to Paro and said, and here's the solution to the problem. And when Paro sees someone who doesn't just bring up problems, but he brings up solutions, he turns to his servants and he says, Hanimtza kazeh ish asher ruach elokim bo. Have you ever seen a man like this? A man who can identify the problems, but also has the wisdom to identify the solutions. That's what impressed Paro most about Yosef. The interpretation of the dream was incredible, but that only highlighted and concretized the problem. What catapulted Yosef to incredible kavod, to incredible glory, and to incredible prominence was his ability to hash out a solution. And the lesson for us is so incredibly profound. You know, there are people in life who are able to identify every single problem. They could tell you what's wrong with everything. They could tell you what's wrong with every other person, what's wrong with every situation. They could point out the imperfections a mile away. But that's all they can do, is point out the problems. A true chacham is one who is able to highlight the problems, but is also able to highlight the solutions. The same way that we could discern that which is broken, we could also discern a way to fix it. We become so versed in identifying challenges, problems, and things that are broken, but we forget to fine-tune our skills in finding solutions as well. And this is true in so many areas in life. This is true with ourselves. When we look at ourselves, if we introspect, and Parshas Miketz and Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh is a time to introspect, to look inside of ourselves. And if we do honest introspection, we will find that which is broken, because we all have things that are broken. But identifying that which is broken has a danger to it, because sometimes a person sees things that are broken, and sometimes there are things inside of me that are so profoundly broken, and sometimes they even look irreversibly broken. But in that same moment, after you find that which is broken inside of you, find the courage to identify how you're going to fix it. What's the plan? Okay, I have faults, I have shortcomings, I have things that are broken. Okay, identified, problem identified. Now what's my solution? What am I going to do to fix it? I have to be a Yosef. You know, the Medrash relates that there were so many people who were giving interpretations to Paro's dream. And the truth is, when one looks at the Medrash, there are many interpretations that were very close to Yosef's. Many interpretations that had this idea of 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, with different variations. But do you know why none of them spoke to Paro? Because all they did was to identify a problem, but didn't do anything to help the solution. So when we look inside of ourselves and I find a problem or problems, okay, that's the first step of the avoda. Then the question becomes, what am I going to do to fix it? What am I going to do to somehow right the ship? What's the solution to the problem? When we look at others, sometimes there are others in our lives, whether it's a relationship that we're in, whether it's our children, whether it's our spouse, whoever it may be. And sometimes we see things that are broken within the other as well. And sometimes it's easy to write people off because they're broken. And it's easy to disassociate from people because they are broken. But even if you're able to identify something that is broken in the other, your job then becomes to help them fix it. Your job becomes to be an enabler of their growth and their self-repair. It's easy to pick out and to point out the imperfections and the broken kite in another. But to be a Yosef requires us to find solutions. And this, my dear friends, is the incredible lesson Yosef HaTzadik teaches us in this week's parasha. We have to find the wisdom to identify that which is broken and the problems, but find the courage to become solution-oriented people. Solution-oriented for ourselves, solution-oriented for others, solution-oriented in life. This was the godless, the greatness of Yosef, and it's the greatness that hopefully we could find within ourselves as well. Wishing everyone a guten Shabbos, a guten Chodesh, and a lichtige Chanukah.